Louis' story basically hinted that this was coming way back in December.
So it's kind of like Goldman knows the housing market might burn down. They get insurance on these mortgage risks that they have. And they package it into a bundle called a synthetic CDO, and they sold shares in this insurance for themselves to investors. And they marketed it as a good investment.
That's Louise's story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, talking about her reporting that uncovered how Goldman Sachs managed what she was talking about. You were talking about there. Exactly. What you're talking about there, Louise, was how they were able to recover so quickly from this housing collapse. You were talking about these synthetic CDOs and explaining what they are, which is relatively complicated. But partly because of this article that you wrote, the SEC started investigating Goldman and investigating these synthetic CDOs, and now we have charges filed against executives at Goldman Sachs. Louise and her colleagues at the Times are breaking a lot of news on this. It's been breaking over the weekend. She joins us again in the studio. We're also joined by Michael Greenberger, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Law. Michael's also a former federal regulator. He says we may be looking at the first successful counterstrike by the federal government against Wall Street's practices that caused the financial meltdown. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, Louise, explain to me, have we found our Gordon Gekko? Who's Michael Douglas going to be playing in the film?
So this case from the SEC, it involves a deal that Goldman did actually to help an outside hedge fund manager get short, John Paulson. He's a very prominent hedge fund manager. You might remember in 2007, he personally earned an estimated $3.7 billion, with a B, billion dollars.
Which was a record at the time.
Right, off of trades like this one that Goldman built with his input. Now, this case is charging Goldman as a firm and one vice president, who's a relatively low-level figure. I think, you know, if we're going to get to a Gordon Gekko, and I don't know that we will, but if we are going to get to a Gordon Gekko, it might be someone a little more senior than this guy, you know, because Gordon...
A little further up the food
A little
chain.
Further up. But it's unclear whether the SEC will find the evidence that people up the food chain knew all about this and that they were in the wrong with this.
They supposedly, the SEC says, they basically have a smoking gun, that they have proof that Goldman was aware of what they were doing, that they were defrauding their investors. And you're nodding your head.
Well, what they say is that it's undeniable that John Paulson, this very negative trader who was very negative on housing, was helping to design this mortgage bond. And when you look at the marketing materials in this mortgage bond, which, you know, actually I've been looking at these marketing materials since November, they say very clearly on there that it was designed by an outside independent firm, not by someone who was negative on housing.
Okay. Michael Greenberger, as we mentioned, you teach at the University of Maryland School of Law, but you were a federal regulator for the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. How important, how significant are these charges being filed by the SEC to sue Goldman Sachs?
They're very significant. In the first place, while this market is very opaque, and that's why the New York Times story was so important, revealing it to the world, the betting is by academics and others who observe the market that this is just a template of a kind of investment that was made throughout Wall Street. So clearly Goldman is denying this, but if the SEC is able to make their case, there are likely to be many other cases to follow. And in this kind of proceeding, it doesn't even have to be the SEC that brings these actions. Under the federal statutes, private citizens can bring their own actions complaining about this kind of activity. And moreover, if the evidence is solid, and Goldman is denying it, but if it is solid, this could be laying the foundation for criminal proceedings against Goldman other Wall Street operatives.
Michael Greenberger, let's be clear here. Are you saying that it's illegal, or the SEC maybe is positing that it's illegal, to create a bond or a CDO that allows you to get out of a financial mess at the expense of other investors, that basically amounts to fraud?
Well, of course, it depends on the facts. And if the facts demonstrate what they did here essentially was they looked at a house that was about to burn down, got it insured for themselves and for their prominent investors, and then sold other people the house, telling him it was implying strongly, if not telling them, it was a great investment. People expect their advisors in this kind of situation to be giving them strong, independent advice that will be of help to them, not selling them that a house that's about to be on fire.
Louise, let me play this cut for you of Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner speaking on NBC's Meet the Press.
The best lesson we can teach and the best thing we can do for American people is to put in place rules that will prevent firms from taking these risks again, make sure we protect the taxpayer, bring derivatives out of the dark. That's what we can do. That's the best thing we can do for people. And again, American people deserve that.
So it possibly these charges are if we are consider regulation in the Congress, possibly the other arm is the hammer, that punishment for what happened during the financial collapse is what would prevent this from happening again, right?
Well, people are saying that this may give, you know, more speed and more presence to the argument that we need financial reform. You know, what I'm hearing about also from people, longtime Wall Street veterans I spoke with all weekend long, is that this brings to the forefront a question they've all been thinking about, which is, what's happened to Wall Street? How is it that an industry that really used to pride itself on serving its clients, and, you know, Goldman, if you look at their annual report that just came out a couple weeks ago, they talked about how they serve their clients. How is it that a leading firm in this industry could do this? If the SEC is right, how is it that Goldman could sell an investment that they knew had, you know, really junky stuff in it?
Michael Greenberger, can we expect, I mean, let's say that there's enough evidence for convictions here, do we expect other firms then to see charges from the SEC?
I would expect if this case is solid, if the SEC is right, that you will see a lot more cases like this brought by the government, by private citizens, and they could be followed with criminal proceedings and imprisonment of officials if the case can be proved.
Well, remember the good old days of Gordon Gekko. We're nostalgic.
Hasn't been that long. It was 1987. Louise, is there enough evidence here, do you think?
Look, the Wall Street puzzle, we're putting it together finally. It was very complicated. We got through the bailouts, and I think investigators as well as the general public were all starting to better understand what went on, and I think there will be more learning ahead.
Okay, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times. Break this case that led to SEC charges. Michael Greenberger, professor at the University of Maryland School of Law. Thanks to both of you.